This day 1672 of the Aruch HaShulchan Yomi. This is the final day of your Aveh in the Aruch HaShulchan Yomi cycle. We're getting close to the end of the cycle. And the cycle ends in about 6 weeks. It's a shame we will be getting good beginning again at the beginning. The cycle for the next about 6 weeks has excerpts from Choshen Mishpat and Eben HaEzer. We'll start again via Baruch Chaim. There is a plan to do at a reduced rate, so as not to impinge on people's chazara. The other section of the Aruch HaShulchan we haven't tackled in this Aruch HaShulchan Yomi cycle. So today we're doing the last siman in here. There we're supposed to have done siman tough beis sif Yud Zayin today, but Simon Tav Gimel Sif Ches, but we did Simon Tav Beis Sif Yud Zayin yesterday in order to finish off the Inyan and the Simon. So they were doing starting from Tav Gimel Sif Aleph. Tine Likut at Soma Shechai B'Saba Oso Hayom. The halacha of gathering the bones that you're required to mourn on that day. Of Isi B'Shan Pekan the Moikotin. It says in Yushami B'Shan Yukob B'Shan Mahamuros. Initially, they would bury the dead body in mahamuros, klamar chaviros, meaning in dugout places. Nisaka abasa, once the flesh was digested by the maggots, malakti natamos, you would gather the bones of coffins and mahamuros and bury them in coffins. Also, mitzvah, that day you would mourn the mochrim and sameach, and the next day you would rejoice. Nitzvah avayitzim nadin, because your forefathers had been saved from their judgment. Ayin as long as the flesh is intact, the dead are being judged. The bones of his father, or other relatives, which is required to mourn. Like all the other abelos, which apply to novel. Kfiya samita, lowering the bed, tifas rosh, wrapping the head, he lets the sun out, not putting on the shoes, tashimita, referring to marital relations, chitza, and washing sikha and anointing. Some say that it's not the same status as al abelos, al mis oinen, you have a status as oinen. Plus, because kachim, now at the korbanos. Not much, not from Mina. Chol paskim, of course, okay, but all the, none of the paskim right that way. As long as the bones are not reburied, the law of onin prevails upon the person. After they are buried, as the avails for the rest of the day. The Rosh rejects this. This is what we hold. Immediately until nightfall. If you look for a dying, even you haven't buried them yet. They're wrapped in a sheet. On the contrary, the entire day you have avails. If you low locked on, even they didn't gather them, and didn't see them. But they're wrapped in a sheet. Therefore, he's standing and gathering them. And it becomes dark. Mutzah b'layla is permitted that night. Koshke b'yom ha-mochros. And so the next day. But then we don't gather bones. Jason, I focus on Shlulia Nimtza. Shlulis Abel Alikut Atzamos Abib. Don't gather them. Jason, I focus in order that you should not find a scenario we're not going to mourn on the gathering of your father's bones. Kesu to King Kesu to Shnorach. Here's the doctor. The Dafka Abibim on those skin. Sounds like father and mother. You shouldn't. Limit the amount of avelos you practice when you're gathering the bones. Abishar Kroy Mutzah, but other relatives, it's personal. Kam Chai the Kroy, also do Kriya, Vachosh Kroy, and Allah Bishas Misoso. Any person who do Kriya at the time of death, Kroy, and Allah Bishas Likutazomas, you do Kriya at the time you gather the bones. Chosh Ain Kroy, and Allah Bishas Misoso, anybody who don't do Kriya at the time of death, Ain Kroy, and Allah Bishas Misoso, you don't rip the clothing at the time you gather the bones. As I assume, Kodem Chosh Ain Sil Kroy, so we already said eight times you don't have to rip. Also, you're not allowed to rip. Mishum Baal Tashlis, not to wantonly destroy a garment. Kim Akoin also lo lakit atzlamos avivimo. Akoin is forbidden to gather the bones of his father and mother. She also lo tami lehen, he's not allowed to be tami for them. She ain't a goof shalom when the body is not complete. Mekumash kusam sin shinan gimel. Pem lakit atzlamos chomoyt. You don't gather bones of chomoyt. Shari b'chomoyt also sabah, because chomoyt now to mourn. Chen yesh malikut atzlamos din shmua. Also, by gathering bones, is halach of shmua, of tidings. You heard that today they gather the bones of one of your relatives. Shchayv is sabalei upon which are the born. Mourn, even though you're not with them, it's sabalei. You have to mourn with them. Aval im misham hashir nichtu esmo, they found that they gathered yesterday. Emes sabalei. And there's no avail's name. Nikol inyan ze shmua uchayka. It's called for for this purpose, even though it's only a day removed, not 3 days removed. Distant tidings. Talit. Ain't I'm sure you don't stand in a row. Aliko that summons to be consoled by Aliko that summons. I remember a lamb that chumim last week. We would say direct personal consolations. Maybe a babbling lamb caught by ear. You don't do this avra in public. Clown appears soon, meaning with publicity. Ava mavin a lamb so we can do avra in the house. Ain't I remember my lamb? Kino v'nei. You don't say lamentations and more dirges. Ava omer a lamb kilusim. So you say praises. I shall make so of the dead person. Shamakosh baruchu. He prays to Gosh Baruch Hu, who puts the death and brings back to life. May a farkin has said so must be a dime. You do not sever the bones with your hands. You don't break the sinews. You shouldn't be zoned because of degradation. I can spark me out unless they have been separated on their own. And severed on their own. The die, you should know the legal that's the gathering of bones is only when the flesh has been consumed. Because when the flesh is consumed, you cannot see the form in the bones. I'm not sure exactly what not. If you can gather your hands, the bones of the father and mother. It's not appropriate for a person to gather himself. Other people should gather it. It should not be degraded, not be degrading in his eyes. So you will see with a certain story. Doesn't matter if the flesh is consumed or not. Anytime there's moving of the body, there's avails. Hey, Malachi, other matzovish name mesim kechad. You gather two bones of two mesim as one at the same time. Actually, Arvin Zevazeh, in bracket says here, you should not mix them with each other. It's a problem moving mass graves and the result of the Holocaust. Brosh afarskal mikan, brosh afarskal mikan. It says in the brackets, I mean Kaili, with some sort of tool they had. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Sof Afraskali Isakel. The Sof Atomas Isakel. The tool is eventually going to rot, and the bones are eventually going to rot. Beneath that, so much name is Mizarvin. There's going to be a mixture of the two sets of bones. We have to gather and put each remains on its own into a coffin of cedar. My father told me the time he died, initially bury me in a valley. So I then gather my bones and then my roots and put them in cedar. You should not gather them, you yourself. Should not be degraded in your eyes. Back it says it's from Smokesburg. You based on Echo Abshah Loka Batso or Koinaya. Sarakus Koin, Rabbi Lazar, Sarakus Koin. Imlo Shain, Rabbi Lazar, Sarak Shimchal, the Shas, unless it's a different Lazar, Sarak we have in the rest of Shas. Book Shifanik Fogus, the cover of Mokamacha, when you remove graves to bury them elsewhere. Komish Yodea, Yom Yifnu Kever, Echami Kreva. Everybody knows that today they will remove a kever of one of his relatives. Sarak Hagabes Sosium has to conduct himself with us on that day. The die you should know the kafim mashi is borrowed based on what we explained. So chol atzma shoguf echad kevin atzma. All the bones of one body require their own grave. Zel main hanim knows that's not possible. I'm not sure why, but anyway, lechem kasev echad meglam shechol melitain har begufim beon echad. With them, you can put many bodies in one grave and one coffin. Sorry, rak shechol echad you nach bivne atzma. It should be put by itself. I guess when they move a mass grave, that's the case. So it says in Mechitza Kalabim, it's best to make some sort of barrier between the skeletons in the coffin. It's a Chasmin Sefer. Zion, Hamalakit Atzomos Hamishamas Hamais Solichos Hamokim Mokom. Somebody who's gathering bones or watching a mace in general, or bringing a mace from place to place, or the bones from place to place. Patim Kriya Shema is exempt from Shema with Tefillah from Davening with Tefillin. Mekom Mitzvah Murzah B'Torah and all Mitzvahs sustained in Torah. Ben Mekom Mem Shabbos whether it's a weekday or Shabbos. says in brackets, Likud lo shayach b'Shabbos. It's not, obviously, not gathering bones on Shabbos, but Mishamar Sameis, even Molech perhaps is possible on Shabbos. Lo shalom atzmos kovim, lo shalom atzmos kovim, doesn't matter if they're bones of relatives or non-relatives. Ben it was Sfino Bederek, whether it's a boat or on the road, Filo Meim Lachtim Rabim, even there are many people involved, in Ratzel Achmir, that's why he wants to be Machmir himself, lo Achmir, he should not be Machmir, Kovim Atzmos, because the honor of the bones. Mishamar Sameis, somebody who's watching a mace or some sort of bones, Shem Shnaim, there are two, Zem Mishamar, Zem watch, one can read Shema, because it's had Rechaim, Sim, Ainav. Somebody who brings bones in place, shouldn't put them into a sack or a disc, which is another degrading way of carrying them. You can come or put them on the donkey. If you're going to lay them right on them, because that's degrading. You put them in a sack or in that disc. If you put them behind you, you sit on the donkey, but don't sit on them. Don't sit in the bones. Put the carriage on the side. If you're afraid of thieves, because doing it for honor. All according to the relative the situation. It seems to recall that when, to take the Eretz Yisrael, also the leniencies in terms of degradation, just in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. I have a chabrusa whose the bones of one of his parents is where going to move from Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael, and he told me that they do it without telling him. So he shouldn't have the situation of Avelos. So evidently you don't have to tell the son that his parents' bones are being moved in order to avoid the having to be an Avel at the time of the movement. Ches, Tanya, Meir Omer, Meir said, Tov lechaz abeis, Ovo abeis, lechaz abeis amishta. It's best, better to go to the house of a mourner than the house of rejoicing. By show of calling them, because that is the end of all people. Chayte libo, the live person should pay, put into his heart, pay attention. Vashemisa, matters of death. The Misha Sofi Lacher, Misbudu also, somebody who eulogizes others, he'll be eulogized. The Kavarik Vene, people who bury others, they will be buried. The Adel Bekil Livkos, so he raises his voice to cry. Ilune, they raise their voice to cry for him. Hare Mer, 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 said, Godola Shalom. Peace is very great. Shalom Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Mita Yofim in Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu not going to make any better attribute than peace. Shenit no tzadikim. It's given to tzadikim. Shabashal Shenifta Adam in Olam. When a person departs this world, Shalosh Kito Shemalachim Yashayas Mekam Akdim Yosob Shalom. Three groups of Malachim greet him in peace. So Meres Yobob Shalom, one says, you come in peace. Hashem Meres Yenukum Yishko Yislam. As you rest on their resting place. Shisa Meres Holech Nichol Chi. The third group says that he is the person who walked towards me, towards Hashem. V'lodayet tzadikim shemisrasim b'yedei hakavod. It's not just enough that the tzadikim die in the hands of honor. Shem rakavod Hashem yisfecha, the honor of God will gather you. And Hashem makasi lefonav. Rather, they praise the tzadik. Yavo shalom, yavo shalom. Peace should come, peace should come. V'yisab ngara amar b'levi barchama. V'levi barchama said, niftem v'chaver, lo yamar lecho, lech b'shalom. Somebody is taking great leave his friend. Shan so lech b'shalom, go in peace, which is what David said to Avshalom, before Avshalom's final journey. Elech l'shalom, but rather go to peace. Avandiv in a mace, so you take leave of a mace, you say the opposite. Yom lech b'shalom, go in peace. Shneimar says, Yatot tabov asach b'shalom, you will go to your forefathers in peace. Bila Movet Sanetzach, and may death be eliminated for eternity. Umocha Hashem Lakim Dima Me'akopanim, God our Lord, erase the tears for all faces. Pasuk Yishayahu Chafei Me'aches. Amen. Salachil Chasabelus. Can it's Cholo Yoredea? Although that's what it says, it was happened because we started somewhat skipping some of the first Simonim, but we say B'siyachta Dishmaya.